When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Hey there, listeners. Thanks for tuning in today. Today's caller is from Japan, a country which recently reopened for visitors, foreign visitors, that is, and one of the last countries in the world to do that, in fact. But better late than never, because who doesn't love Japan? And our caller today has an idea to start an English-speaking anime club in Japan. Now, you know anime. We've had some episodes about importing anime products to the U.S. I think at some point, something about making an anime film. And whether you're a fan or not, there's no doubt that it has a huge international audience. Kind of reminds me of K-pop in a way, in that it's really popular with Westerners and other people in Asia, other different countries all over the world, even with the language barrier. Like, I know some people who are super into K-pop, despite not knowing any Korean at all. And so anime is kind of like that. It at least has a lot of translations. Anime's been around longer. But if you want to go in deep with the subculture, you need some help, right? So conveniently, that's what our caller wants to do. They are based in Japan and want to start an English-speaking anime club for foreigners. All right, let's talk about it. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, this is Yoko. I've been enjoying the show for several months now, and I listen every day. I heard an episode you did about someone who imports anime and other pop culture items from Japan to the US. My idea is a bit similar. I want to start an anime club here in Japan, but primarily for English speakers. Many anime resources are still only in the Japanese language, so I'm hoping to bridge the gap. What advice do you have? Thank you so much for your answer. I hope you can come to Japan again soon, especially now that the country is open to the visitors again.
Yay, thanks so much for the call. Really glad to know that you're out there. Glad you're enjoying the show in Japan. We actually have a small but dedicated community over there. So shout out to everybody in Japan. And I love this idea. You know, to be honest, it doesn't sound like a huge moneymaker. It doesn't seem like you're going to get rich from it, but that's okay. It also sounds like you're doing it partly out of love and interest, which is great. You know, it's great and wonderful and valuable. So the important thing to do will be to create some structure, like get a logo made, you know, for the club, announce some meetups, maybe some in-person meetups and some virtual ones, like see what people want, try out some different stuff. Talk to lots of anime fans, especially non-Japanese fans, and try to figure out what would be a cool value add for them. And I think one important question here is, do they want community or content? And they probably want some of both, okay? But understanding that might help provide a better service. Like, do they want more community, like more of a chance to connect with other fans? Or do they want more content, you know, more in the way of just resources, translations, other materials, and so on? So again, probably some of both, but what's the ratio? You know, what do they want more of versus the other? Then, of course, there are lots of existing forums and resources for anime. So you want to network with them because they're going to be key to getting the word out. And this is a very, very active community online. So a lot of this work will be about connecting and just doing some low-key marketing, getting to know people, and hopefully having them spread the word to invite others. So as I said, it sounds fun. Let us know how it goes. And I, too, hope to revisit Japan soon. It's definitely been too long. So thank you for the invitation. And thank you, listeners, as well. Really glad you're out there. If you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Hope you're enjoying this holiday season, or at least making it through. We've got a big year coming up next year. So you can subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.